Welcome to episode 26, crowdfunding best practices for Kickstarter and Indiegogo.
Welcome to the PR Playbook podcast with Ranjini Joshua, the only podcast that teaches you how to strategically navigate the world of public relations and social media and grow a powerful brand.
And welcome to episode 26. Today, you might hear a little background noise. I have some unruly little ones that won't be quiet, so I apologize in advance. But today, we are covering crowdfunding best practices for Kickstarter and Indiegogo. The Silver Telegram has helped fund over 50 campaigns over the last 10 years, I suppose, maybe a little bit less. And we've raised more than $10 million over that span for projects on Kickstarter and Indiegogo. And what started out as a PR activity ended up becoming full campaign management, digital marketing, advertising, email marketing, media relations, everything. So we have done everything of the gamut of crowdfunding. I've worked on films, a really cool found footage horror films. We've worked on gadgets. We've worked on tools, we've worked on kids tech. So that said, I have quite a bit of experience in the crowdfunding realm. So I wanted to just give you guys my very basic crowdfunding best practices for Kickstarter and Indiegogo. And you'll see in the show notes that you'll have access to our crowdfunding checklist. These are things that you must have for any successful crowdfunding campaign. So let's go over these kind of basics, and I'll give you a little tidbit on each one of them. The most important thing, hands down, in this day and age of crowdfunding on Kickstarter and Indiegogo is your email list. Your email list is your community. It is your backers. It is who you expect to fund your campaign. So it is very important to cultivate your email list, and it usually takes anywhere from like 3 months to a year to cultivate a good media list, depending on how much money you're looking to raise on crowdfunding. And I know a lot of people think, oh, well, I'm going to put my campaign on Kickstarter or Indiegogo. Aren't the backers going to come from there? The answer is no. The momentum comes from those platforms. PR comes from momentum from those, from your initial backers. And those initial backers are all from your email list. So don't let anyone else tell you otherwise, and any crowdfunding expert will tell you that the email list is gold. Emails are beautiful. Now, there's lots of different ways you can get these emails. You can do Facebook advertising. You can do some kind of lead generation campaign on LinkedIn. You could do cross promotions with other brands and products that will help you collect emails. We've done Facebook contests and giveaways to collect emails. So there's quite a bit of different strategies on how to collect those emails, but that is number one, the most important thing for a successful crowdfunding campaign. Number two, have a final product or a really good piece of a final product. So when I'm talking about hardware campaigns, because I usually do consumer tech stuff, I have to have a working near final prototype, because otherwise, without it, for me, the media will not look at the crowdfunding campaign. So that is very, very important. Have a near final prototype or pre-production unit. That way you can show your community that you're serious, that you're going into this with both eyes open, all the plans. And you don't want to get manufacturing and production hiccups after your campaign is over. That can cost you an arm and a leg. Plan these things beforehand. Planning is key to any successful crowdfunding campaign. So number one, the email list. Number two, your near final prototype or production unit. If you are doing something like a book or a film or music, then there's other ways that you can present your product. So have a piece of that ready. We are working with a video game company launching in September, and they are building their trailer. They've built like kind of the first few chapters of the game. It's basically you give them a little bite so that they'll want to buy the whole piece, right? So the idea is to put some work and effort behind getting some initial pieces ready so that people will be enticed into supporting your campaign. Not only that, but they know that you have some skin in the game and you have a commitment to creating what you've started and finishing what you've started. So number one, an email list. Number two, near final prototype. Number three, money for ads. I know this sounds silly, but we have this rule in crowdfunding. It's the rule of thirds. The first third of your crowdfunding backers are going to come from your email list. One third will come from your email list. The second third of your backers are going to come from ads. And the last third of backers are going to come from PR, momentum, milestones you hit. That also comes, kind of plays into the Kickstarter or Indiegogo algorithm. When you have momentum in the first two thirds, you automatically get that last third of momentum as well. And then also media start looking at you more seriously when you've like either almost met your goal or gone past your goal. And so they push you over the edge. Another thing to note is when I'm talking about thirds, I'm talking about your internal goal. An internal goal is a goal like your sky high goal that you'd love to reach. Your external goal is the one that you set on your crowdfunding campaign. And I think I'll do another podcast about different elements of your actual campaign so you can get a little bit more insight on that. But your external goal should be something that you know that you can reach, ideally in the first 24 to 48 hours. And that's all of your, basically your community, your existing email list should be fulfilling that 100% of that external goal. I'm sorry. An external goal is typically a third or more of your external goal. So let's say your real goal is 100,000, but your internal goal is maybe, 33,000. And that's the goal that you put on your campaign because you want to show and drive momentum there. So more about internal goals. If you have questions about that, feel free to email me at ranjini@thesilvertelegram.com. As always, feel free to send suggestions, comments, reviews, anything to podcast@thesilvertelegram.com. I'm always taking topic advice and suggestions. And if you have any questions about your particular crowdfunding campaign, feel free to send me a note and I'd be happy to respond and consult with you on your campaign, whether it's a draft campaign, whether it's an idea, I'm more than happy to provide some input. So take a look at the resources on the show notes. You'll see the crowdfunding checklist and a couple of links to blogs that might help you through the design and planning process of your crowdfunding campaign. All that said, have a great day, stay safe, and look forward to seeing you on Kickstarter.